This podcast sponsored by Cherry Hill Volvo.
At Cherry Hill Volvo, we have absolutely incredible offers, and a plethora of both new and certified Volvos from which to choose. Join Cherry Hill Volvo for the pricing and attention you deserve. I am Judith Krupnik, president of Cherry Hill Volvo.
Hey, it's Rich. Hope you enjoyed this podcast of the Zioli Show. And if you did, please rate it on iTunes. Give us 5 stars. You know what I'm saying? Thanks a lot.
Rich Zioli Show Podcast.
Of course, the real question is, will every cheesecake factory in America be closed for sensitivity training? That is the real question. Welcome back. Glad you're here today, every day, 855-839-1210, #1210 on a cell, facebook.com/Zioli Show. Let's focus on, if we could, for a brief moment here, Jerusalem and the Gaza Strip, because I, as much as the tension at the Cheesecake Factory certainly is gripping, you're not going to hear about that story in the national media. You will hear a lot about Jerusalem. You will hear a lot about the Gaza Strip, and you will hear a lot of people blaming President Trump for bloodshed on the border, which I think is ridiculous. But let's remember a couple of points here. Number one, moving the embassy to Jerusalem is certainly, everybody expected, was going to be an incredibly controversial move. Nobody's surprised about that. But let's recognize that this was a coordinated effort by Hamas to ensure that they could get a lot of play the day that this happened. This was not a coincidence. I don't know, you know, when I see stories in the media, and they're awful stories, they're tragic stories about a baby being killed with tear gas. Why are you bringing a baby to a protest? I mean, honestly, like, why are you doing that? Why are you bringing small children to these protests along the borders? I'm not, you know, these things that, and from what I've understood about this situation here, Hamas utilizes these opportunities to get a maximum coverage for them to be able to have bloodshed. Is part of their goal here. It's to make Israel look bad, to make the great Satan look bad, to fire everybody up, and the media plays right into their hands. And so you have this moment yesterday where they were primed for the camera, trying to scale the fence, throw rocks, weapons, potential suicide bombers. A very, very violent confrontation, which then results in the Israeli army defending their border. They weren't surprised by that. In other words, Hamas is not surprised by that happening, and nobody should be surprised by that happening. This is an opportunity for them. It's an opportunity for them to grandstand. They grandstand with bloodshed. And, you know, and they're not stupid. I mean, there's a reason why these terrorist groups use kids. They do it for the children. They do a lot of this stuff. They bring kids to these protests. They bring kids to these moments. They want kids to be suicide bombers because it helps their cause. And if a child dies there, they, in their mind, it just makes Israel look worse. It makes the United States look worse. So they're okay with that. They're very okay with that, as a matter of fact. Why else would you bring a baby to the border for what you know is going to be a violent clash? I've never brought my kids to a protest. I don't really protest, but if I was, I would get a babysitter for Patrick and Claire. I wouldn't be bringing them to a protest, especially one along a volatile situation like the Israeli border, right? Where you just had major bloodshed several years ago, and there's always these flare-ups. You're not surprised by this. In other words, this wasn't a protest along the U.S.-Canadian border, and you're shocked that the Canadian Mounties started firing. This is not a surprise to anybody. If you're in the region, you know how this happens. You know how this works. Hamas certainly does. Hamas knows how it works. They try to breach the border with Israel, and then there's bloodshed. This is not, you know, again, this is not something that the world should go, oh, I had no idea this was going to happen. And, of course, the media then blames the president for this. They blame Trump and the administration for moving the embassy to Jerusalem. Every country in the world has a right to have their capital recognized. I mean, this is something that I've jokingly said yesterday. You know, we in this country would be amiss to us if somebody said, well, we don't recognize D.C. We recognize another capital as your capital. We recognize Charleston as your capital. And if another country in the world told us that. Or we don't recognize D.C. because you stole it from the British. Whatever, it would be very problematic for international relations. So every country in the world gets to say where their headquarters is, where their capital is, except Israel, even though presidents for years promised that over and over again. And so now you have the president fulfilling a promise he made. He campaigned on this. He said he would move the embassy to Jerusalem. And then yesterday there were these violent protests. These were not peaceful protests. These were not people that were standing there waving signs and then the Israelis started firing on them, as much as the media is trying to spin it that way. This is not a peaceful border where you've had for years just people there going and planting trees and flowers and singing songs. This is an area that has had lots and lots of bloodshed for decades. And nobody's going there as Hamas is trying to breach the border with Israel. Nobody's going there and expecting that this is all going to be hugs. And yet, again, it is the media doing their thing, blaming us for whatever violence that happens there. Not even mentioning Hamas either. I don't think most Americans even really know Hamas and their work on the border there and what they've been trying to achieve. Ben Shapiro has a good piece on this, by the way, at the Daily Wire. And he wrote here saying, after playing a montage of media personalities portraying the conflict as Israel harming innocent civilians judiciously, host Brian Kilmeade asked Ben Shapiro if the media coverage was balanced. And Shapiro answered, no, there are so many media outlets that are acting as propaganda arms for Hamas that it's actually quite incredible. Hamas has not been unclear about their intent here. They've been saying for weeks they want to send literally 100,000 people to storm the border with Israel. Hamas has been obvious. We want to break in. We want to kill Israelis. They're not hiding the ball here in the media. They are hiding the ball. The media are playing propaganda wing for a terrorist group, which has made clear their intent. There are people who are storming the border, attempting to kill Israeli soldiers, sending kites with incendiary devices over the border, flinging Molotov cocktails at people who are manning the border, flinging stones at people manning the border, and the Israelis are acting with their usual restraint. And the media are treating this as though Israelis are, in indiscriminate fashion, killing civilians. It's just a lie. But the media have been doing that for years. Let me play with you, play for you a little bit here. This is from Newsbusters, a little compilation of the networks blaming the United States and Israel for any violence along the Gaza Strip. Take a listen.
The opening of the new U.S. embassy in Jerusalem fueling outrage with more protests planned today.
Palestinians have been protesting here against their lack of freedom for weeks. But their fury boiled over on Monday when the U.S. embassy was officially moved to Jerusalem with President Trump's blessing. The goal of the protests? To show their outrage. Some say they can't take it anymore.
Dozens killed Monday, the deadliest day there in years. A dramatic contrast to what was happening just 40 miles away as the U.S. opened its embassy in Jerusalem.
Here, as in every Palestinian community today, there is shock and sorrow and rage at that decision by President Trump to move the embassy to Jerusalem.
The White House refusing to criticize Israel at all for the violence.
Tens of thousands of Palestinians held angry demonstrations yesterday, furious after the U.S. embassy was moved to Jerusalem. And they are furious over what they say is American bias towards Israel.
We are against the President Trump.
There were more protests planned for today to mark the 70th anniversary of what Palestinians call their day of catastrophe following the founding of the State of Israel.
And again, it's important to understand, these are not just random civilians going to protest. I mean, some may be, but this is an organized effort by Hamas. And nobody who can look at that border can suggest that people should be surprised that there's violence that breaks out. You shouldn't be surprised by that. Again, if this was a bunch of Americans or Canadians protesting up in Montreal at the border up there, and we're surprised that there was, you know, the shots were fired and tear gas was used, okay, I get it. But this has been the source of conflict for decades. And when the move was announced by the United States, when they said we're going to move the embassy to Jerusalem, first of all, they never thought Trump would do it, because for years presidents had said that they would do it. We played a montage for you yesterday. Everybody going back to Bill Clinton, to then George W. Bush, to Barack Obama, all saying that they would move the embassy to Jerusalem as well. They would recognize Jerusalem as Israel's capital. Look, whether or not you believe Israel should be there or not isn't really the point. Israel is there, and that's their capital. It's the point I made to you yesterday with regards to you can be angry and say that we stole this land from the Brits or from the Native Americans or whoever else you want to say. It is ours, and we get to say who our capital is. I mean, if you want to try to, if the British want to come back and try to go for a third round, bring it on. I would welcome it. I really would, quite frankly. I'm still angry about the whole burning down the White House thing, which is why I'm furious at all the coverage their stupid wedding gets. They burned down the White House. I mean, could you imagine if we went over there and burned down Parliament? They would never forgive us. They burned down the White House, and we're supposed to act like, oh, it's cool, we'll come to your wedding. Anyway, my point is that it is Israel's choice to say where their capital is, and it is Jerusalem. So we recognize that. And yet this bloodshed there, we're supposed to act like this is the first time it's ever happened. And it's only happened because they've moved the embassy to Jerusalem. 855-839-1210, #1210 in a cell. I don't have that fat Steve Schmidt whining about Trump. And he did go on today about Morning Joe. Maybe we'll get it for later. I do have Andrea Mitchell. How appalled she is going on Morning Joe. Morning Joe today was basically like a giant funeral for everybody who was affected by this move, this surprise in the middle of the night move to Jerusalem by the United States of America, even though it's been something we've been talking about doing for 25 years. Cut five.
And you know the real loser here? The Palestinians are losers. They've had dreadful leadership for decades. We all know that. And it's not just Hamas. It's both branches of the Palestinian government. Abbas is a disgrace by now. So they've been disempowered. But the real loser is one of our strongest allies, never mentioned by anyone. King Abdullah of Jordan, who has a majority Palestinian country, who is going to be overwhelmed. The Saudi Arabia and the UAE, they're not going to care if in this grand scheme of Jared Kushner's, the Palestinians are lost in the shuffle. But King Abdullah will lose his country. He is completely vulnerable at risk. And the fact is that they are now sort of mouthing generalities in the Sunni Arab Persian Gulf world about the Palestinians, whom they don't really care about. But those on the front lines really care. Yep. It's just, to me, appalling that we have no vision at all. We got nothing for it. No pullback on settlements. There's no balancing act here.
Well, there's no balancing act here, she continues. The real losers are the Palestinians. Look, I'm not going to get into the whole issue of the conflict here. I'm just going to simply say the United States recognized their capital, something they said they were going to do. Hamas responded by making sure that there was bloodshed at the border, something that Hamas is very, very good at doing. And the media acts as if we should all be surprised by this. We never should have seen this coming, and we should all be shocked and chagrined that this is apparently the first time this has ever happened before on the border of Israel. And that's just a flat-out lie.
Rizzioli, 3 to 6, Talk Radio 1210, WPHT.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.